Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I'm joined by Mike and I'm Conrad.
Why do you always say I'm joined by Mike and I'm Conrad instead of I'm Conrad and with me is Mike?
Because I want to do it that way.
Oh, all right, then, fair enough.
Hello, Mike.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about today?
We're talking about making mistakes whilst gaming. Specifically at events, I suppose, or competitions rather than... but it would also apply to your normal run-of-the-mill, as it were, club games. Because, I kind of think that in a club environment, things like this are easier to deal with.
Okay. Well, I obviously don't know anything about this subject because I never make mistakes.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Well, go on then.
Well, I wanted to talk about how players handle mistakes or ways of handling mistakes, and when you come up against them, what goes through your head at the time. I mean, the first time I made a mistake in an event was a War Master tournament many years ago held at Sheffield, and I had an extra character on my Orc and Goblin army, and characters were what you used to issue commands to for units to do things. So already I was cheating essentially by having this extra character on the table. I hadn't paid for it points wise. It was a simple mistake where I just put the character out in addition to the rest of the army, and I was about a turn or two into the game. Not that this matters for an Orc and Goblin army, because actually giving an Orc and Goblin army any commands in War Master was an unknown anyway for me. I remember games where I'd just sit there for two turns doing nothing because I just failed the command rolls. So I went outside to get a drink and have a bit of a break, and my opponent joined me.
Have a bit of a break?
Yeah.
This was several years ago.
Oh, yes.
Right. So that for it means a bit of a break equates to I went and smoked a fag.
Smoked a tab, yeah. And my opponent came out later, and I'd been mulling this over during the game. And when I was out, I was mulling it over. And it was upsetting me and making me be a different person. So I had to confront it there and then. And I said, look, I'm sorry, I've realised I've got an extra character on the board, and I shouldn't have. And he was fine with it, and we just took it off. We came to a mutual agreement and took it off and carried on with the game. And if I remember rightly, I lost anyway, so it didn't really matter. But there is an example of me making a mistake. And being open and honest about it and dealing with it there and then, so that A, it doesn't take away from the game that we're playing, both my game and obviously my opponent's game, because you're entering into a social contract when you play another player, obviously. And I don't want to spoil an event for either of us, and me going away from that event knowing that would have spoiled it for me, which is pretty much why I dealt with it there and then. So there was an example of it, of making mistakes.
Okay, so we're talking about genuinely making an error, misunderstanding something, or putting in, you know, adding up your sums wrong, which we're all, you know, we all do, rather than deliberately trying to cheat.
Correct. Yeah.
Or suspecting your opponent is trying to cheat. You know, if because it happens from the other side of the table as well. You know, you think, hold on a minute, what are they doing?
Yeah.
And you say to someone, you say to your opponent, can you do that? And they go, oh, bloody hell, no, I can't. I haven't taken this upgrade, or I haven't got this ability on this version of the model, and something like that.
Yeah, or that was in the last rule set.
Yes. Oh, that's a common one. Well, they always used to be able to do that.
But yeah, I mean, Hordes and War Machine is another classic example of it's a kind of different thing there, though, because the rules are quite strict, and perception on one side of the table is different to perception on what's going on the other side of the table. So things like moving directly towards may appear different to on your side of the table to your opponent's side of the table, or that sort of thing. Or a charge might be in from your side of the table, but when you both stand up and sit down and look over it, it might be out, sort of thing. Those are the other things.
Mean, that's actually one of the things that always made me query the ultra competitive miniature wargaming type scene.
Yeah.
Because you're exactly right. We use terms in rules like directly towards.
Yep.
But even if you spelled it out in minute legal detail with 10 diagrams, it's still open to the interpretation of the two players playing the game.
Exactly right. And the physics around the board and
yeah.
Your basing and the wind direction. Possibly not that.
But possibly how much you've had to drink the night
before. Oh, absolutely. And if you could actually pick up your figure and move it coherently, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, I remember. So, I mean, we've all had them. We had one at our very first Malifaux tournament.
That was your mistake.
I say it was your fault. You say it was my fault. Well, we played a particular scheme, and we got the victory points for it.
It was our first win, wasn't it, as well?
It was our first win.
So much celebrations were had during the night. Well,
yeah, then I'm lying in bed unwinding at night, and I go, "Oh, I'll just read about this." And I went, "Oh,
I was in a different bed."
Yes, yeah. A different room, in fact.
Yeah, yeah. With an adjoining door. No.
If only. And we... I texted you and I said, "We've stuffed it up." And you went, "It's all your fault." And then next morning I had to fess up to the tournament organiser, who was...
That was the mighty Joe.
Who was a wonderful lady called Joe, and... she didn't give me any grief about it at all.
You didn't get lines or anything or detention?
No, I didn't get shouted at. I didn't have to go and get coffee for the rest of the day. Yes, basically. But we fessed up and, you know, our opponents, because of the position in the tournament, our opponents would have had the bye. It actually all worked out fine because our opponents didn't mind at all. And they had gone out and got completely wrecked on the Saturday night, and there's no way they could have made it for the first game on Sunday anyway. Yes, they were very happy to have the bye.
What was interesting was you seem to have gone through the same sort of thought process as me in terms of it troubled you. And I remember you tweeting, because I was actually on the toilet at the time reading the tweets.
TMI, mate. TMI.
And it was like, "What should we do?" And it's so clear to me that you've just got to, you know, go up to the TO and say, "Look, this is, we've screwed up. I'm sorry," because it did cause Joe a little bit of extra work for rejigging things and putting scores in. But our consciences were clear at that point, and
we could have not said anything.
Yeah.
And no one would have known, because our opponents didn't know that we'd made this mistake. They didn't pick up on it at the time. But I couldn't have lived with myself.
And I would have had to walk home.
Knowing that this has happened. So we've all made mistakes. So how do you deal with it if you think your opponent is...
I think a lot of it is down to confidence in yourself, because you do get this gamer or type thing, or this situation where you're playing a good player and you sort of become, you go into yourself and you don't really want to talk. You feel less confident. You don't feel confident about approaching the person or suggesting something may be wrong. But it really is, I think, down to confidence in yourself to be able to say something and communicate with your opponent. And even if you think it's wrong, even if you are wrong, you've still had that opportunity, and you can always apologize afterwards as well and say, "Oh, I thought that was how we played it," sort of thing, you know. But it's definitely important to address it there and then, rather than at the end of the game.
Yeah, and I suppose, I mean, this really applies to tournaments, you know, where you're playing people that you don't play regularly. But my experience is that local gaming clubs create conventions for playing, because you're all a group of mates at the end of the day, and you don't want to spend half your club night arguing over an interpretation of a rule, or, you know, how movement is handled in a game. You know, it's the elastic tape measure versus three straight edge moves.
Yep.
And sometimes you get into issues with your, when you're at tournaments, where the way you play it is different from the way your opponent's club plays it. And, you know, some clubs may be laxer in their interpretations of things, like, especially around movement, I tend to find.
Or they could be completely wrong, of course.
Or, well, yeah, I mean, I've certainly done that. I remember long, long time ago, in Warhammer, we, in my gaming group, and there was only three or four of us in my gaming group, we thought that when you stood and shoot from a charge, that those casualties counted as
part of the
casualties for the combat.
Yeah. They didn't.
And the first time we went to, and they didn't, but we were convinced, and we all played it that way. So the first time we played people outside our gaming group, and we stood and shoot and said, right, well, that's sick, and they went, what? You're on crack. Though actually being then, it was probably you're on glue or something. And it was a completely honest mistake, and we just, you know, our gaming group just played it that way.
Yep, exactly right. But I mean, going back to the gaming group, the core of how a person plays comes from that gaming group, from their regular gaming partners, from the club or whatever. And if you're essentially playing with a load of cheats or people who bend the rules, or that will probably rub off on you. So when you go to an event, it will probably rub off at the event, I would have thought. But, you know, I trust it. I'm a big advocate of trusting in the human nature and the human psyche. And certainly in the Malifaux community, I think everyone's understands the unwritten law, as it were, and just gets on with it.
Yes, I tend to agree. I mean, it's certainly my experience that in that particular community, gamers are just, everyone's friendly. I've never had an issue, you know, and I've made mistakes in games and I've gone, oh no, I didn't have that.
Just do it.
Yeah. And it comes on to, you know, it leads into the issues of take backs and things, which is really a subject for another discussion, but people just get on with it. And I don't know. I mean, does that happen? I mean, what happens in the War Machine community? You're infinitely more involved in that than I am.
In terms of what?
Well, in terms of, you know, just getting on with playing.
It's really dependent on the level of competition and how well you're doing. It's situational. I think the general rule of thumb is no take backs, for instance, because it can seriously affect the game. But you know, if you're doing rubbish, what does it matter at that point? You know, it's really down to you. It's your individual contract with your opponent. It's up to you. But if you do give a take back, don't expect one back. Definitely not.
Well, no, I wasn't talking more about talk backs. I was talking more about the attitude of the community.
They like clean games. That's why they play that game system. They like clean games. They like competitive games. The community is a good community as well, but it is very much encompassed and focused into the whole steamroller mentality of, you know, the competition game as such. That doesn't necessarily have, that's not a bad thing, because it's there in black and white, you know what to expect, sort of thing. So you will go there, people will be as precise as they can be, you will get pulled up on things, and it's just expected, which is a great, great environment to be in as well, because you learn as well.
Right.
But yeah, it's the same, but the competitive onus, I think, is a little stronger.
Okay. Well, that's us out of time.
Okay. Well, that's me. That's been me, Conrad.
And I'm Mike. Okay.
Goodbye.
We'll see you next time. Yeah. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.